Track 8, and there are some letters to the editor this week. In fact, there are 6 of them. But one of them is a diatribe against an article by Martin Heath that was published in last week's edition, but which wasn't recorded by us. And I don't think it's fair to read the letter of criticism without being able to hear the original article. So we're leaving that one out. We start with a letter from Andy Swain from Ede. "Let us end this," he writes. "We will soon choose a new MP for Newton Abbott, which is good because the current one seems to be missing the point. This week she talked about hydrogen power, but completely missed the point that blue hydrogen is just a different fossil fuel. It's not the solution to anything. It isn't even blue. Green hydrogen is manufactured from water using renewable energy from solar, wind, or elsewhere. It is a solution, but only as part of a strong move to renewable energy, which the current government clearly opposes. She also claims that heat pumps are not powerful enough for the UK. Our winter temperatures are far milder than the average -7 centigrade in Norway, where heat pumps are installed in 2/3 of homes. The Scandinavians don't miss the point when it comes to keeping warm. She claims, we've known for decades that nuclear power is going to have to take over. Nuclear power is not the only alternative to fossil fuels. It's the most expensive, the most dangerous, and at best should only be part of the solution. We've known for decades about climate change, but Conservatives and their government just missed the point. She's very proud of her achievement that cyclists face the same penalties as motorists for causing death. Again, missing the point that bicycles are responsible, on average, for 1 death in 10 years in the UK, while motor vehicles cause 1,500 to 2,000 deaths every year. She would have been literally 400 times more effective by targeting ladders. It's almost as bonkers as requiring every voter in the country to provide ID, costing millions of people their votes, because of the tiny number of cases of personation fraud in elections. Missing the point that most crime around elections is to do with unfair and illegal overspending by the rich parties and illegal data abuse to target hidden online campaigning. Of course, unless the point is not to actually make society better, but simply to stay in power at all costs, to buy voters with irrational views about foreigners, bikes or ladders, suppress the votes of particular types of people and suppress our rights to protest against it. Please, let us end this."
More Cheesy Promises by Don Frampton. This year, the Tory party increased the amount any political party could spend on promoting their interest in a general election. They increased it by £17 million to now £34 million. They did it because they have the dosh in the bank. They will spend all that advertising their rather shoddy party as a glittering tower of glory, goodness and care. Honesty and truth will be heavily disguised. Opposition that looks threatening will be denounced as rogues and vagabonds. The smaller parties will be summarily dismissed again and again as irrelevant. Their £34 million barrel of money is 90% commercial donations from businesses. It will mean they can put full-page messages attacking opposition parties on front of newspapers and magazine readers every day for 50 days till election day. The Conservative Party managers knew that the sum total of money available to all the opposition parties combined would not add up to 50% of their 34 million bag of corporate donations, not members' donations, that they have ready to spend. Should informed democracy win this election, or a big bag of money buy it? It's well known in the communication trade that if you tell people often enough that the moon is made of cream cheese, enough people will believe it. So watch out for the cream cheese political adverts and bin them with their promises.
What happened to Tynmouth? Alan Ashby of Tynmouth writes, I quite agree with Janine Prayer about the dirty streets and litter, and why do buses have their engines ticking over? Yes, why are we all having these houses built? When I moved here a long time ago, Tynmouth was a thriving town, but it seems to have gone downhill. What happened to double-deck parking? I haven't seen a police officer around Pellew Ray for ages. Have they all retired? Newton Abbott will be the same if they don't stop these alterations there. The same Teignbridge District Council made a mess of Tynmouth. Most of the holiday accommodation providers have closed. Yes, I was one of those too. Too much red tape.
And there are two more letters, both from national organisations. The first is from Diane James, head of PLS and People Services at the Blue Cross. And she writes that Blue Cross welcomes the compulsory cat microchipping laws that come into force this month, as the National Pet Charity reunites many pets with their families every year due to their microchip and owner contact details being up to date. We know how devastating it can be when a pet goes missing or is stolen, and we want to remind people that our Pet Loss Support, or PLS, service has been helping people for 30 years and provides support for owners who are grieving any loss of a pet. People can contact our free and confidential support line on 0800 096 6606. That's 0800 096 6606. And briefly, Eleanor Laguna, Director of Voluntary Experience at St John Ambulance, writes, "This year is the 40th anniversary of National Volunteers Week, which is taking place at the moment from the 3rd to the 9th of June. And once again, our dedicated volunteers around the country will be keeping people safe at events and in the community by delivering life-saving first aid where it is needed. I would like to pay tribute to our volunteers and pass on my personal thanks through your paper to all of them during this year's celebration of all that is good about giving time to help others. Also falling at the end of National Volunteers Week is the Big Help Out, a national campaign led by the Together Coalition, designed to bring people together and offer the public an incredible opportunity to lend a hand by volunteering and making positive change. Last year, an estimated 7.2 million people participated. And of course, Diron's Journal wouldn't exist without volunteers, and I'm sure you would like me to pay tribute to them and say thank you for the work that they do week by week." And that concludes the letters to the editor.